What?
Last season on The Ceiling Fan.
You're the hot air balloons.
Oh, these are even scarier at night.
Do you think they're really that dangerous?
Oh, I just hope we never have to find out. Whoa! Oh, they're shooting at us.
Quick, we gotta lose them.
Did we lose them?
I think so. Can you see them?
Yeah, I can see Aaron. And Phil's right behind him.
All we know is Phil and Aaron are getting closer, and they clearly want to harm us.
What are we gonna do?
I don't know. I think we have to get inside of the balloon.
What? But what about all the dangers of hot air balloons?
This is life or death. We don't have time to let that balloon guy's overcompensation for a lack of self-importance stop us from saving ourselves. We'll hide out here till they pass us by.
I guess that's the best plan we've got. I'll climb up here. James, the torch is on!
Ethan, I forgot about the automatic lift system!
We're lifting up the ground! Oh, the rope! The rope, it's still attached!
I'll try to grab the rope and pull our way down.
No, you go see if you can turn off the torch. It's lighting up the sky like a candle. They're for sure gonna see us now.
Oh, no, look, it's Phil.
Phil! Phil, please! Please, just look into your heart. I'm your best friend.
Ethan, I'm sorry, but this is bigger than a friendship.
Wait, sorry? About what? Wait, what are you doing?
Get back down here. Aaron's climbing the rope.
Phil! Phil, no, he's about to.
Please, Phil, don't cut the rope.
No! No! Phil! Phil! Why? Phil! Why? Why, James? Everything's falling apart.
I know, Ethan, calm down. Let's figure out a way out of this. Ethan, look.
I can't bear to. Phil's probably down there smiling from ear to ear.
No, Ethan, he's fighting Aaron.
He what?
Don't worry, I can handle that. We are getting back. Bernie are trying to kill me.
I wondered when you'd be back for me.
How did you know it was me?
I could smell sulfur.
Very funny. You always were one for jokes.
Thanks, and by the way, no.
Excuse me?
Whatever you're about to ask me, the answer is no.
But Phil...
I gave up that life when I turned in my badge 5 years ago. I told you I was out, Bernard, and I meant it.
The problem at the agency, the one you were working on, it goes way deeper than we ever thought.
I said I don't want to hear it. It's somebody else's problem now. I have a life, friends, a job. I'm a civilian now.
I'm afraid it is your problem. They're after a formula, and only one person can provide it.
They know I would never give up any secrets.
It's not you, Phil.
What? Well then who?
It's Ethan.
Ethan? But why?
We aren't sure yet, and my list of people I know I can trust has gotten pretty short. The intelligence I've been able to gather says that they're after Ethan.
You see, that's something I've never understood. I mean, I've been looking out for him for 3 years, but Ethan isn't a threat to anybody. Why is it so important that I spend my retirement babysitting this harmless kid?
Have you heard of StarCorp?
Yeah, the makers of World of Battle Arts. Why?
They're the public front for the operation behind the breach in the agency. They're in it deep. They use their video game manufacturing as a way to send codes under the radar to their different cells across the U.S.
What happened? Did Graham forget how to decipher or something?
Phil, Graham's dead.
What?
He was working on the World of Battle Arts code, and got too close or came across the wrong information. It's anyone's guess. Either way, I received an encrypted file and an email the night before he died. It's not much, but it's enough to let us know it isn't a simple code crack. Every time someone gets close, they're able to reconfigure the entire formatting. It's an extremely complicated project.
Well, what does this have to do with me?
Phil, I don't know who I can trust anymore. Most of the people still in the agency are either untrustworthy or just incompetent. As I said before, the list has grown short. You're one of the few on it, and I need you, Phil.
If the list is so short, where are you getting your intelligence?
I said you're one of the few, not the only one. There are still some higher-ups who I can still trust. My assignments are coming from them.
I see.
Look, I'm going to shoot straight with you because we don't have a whole lot of time. Just hear me out. Then, if you still don't want in, I'll just walk away.
Fine.
Okay, here's the dilemma. Along with continuing to protect Ethan, we also need to find out why they are after him. On top of that, we have to figure out a way to infiltrate these StarCorp cells located across the country, hardwire into the mainframes, and gather pieces to the puzzle.
Good grief, Bernard. Okay, I'll do anything to protect Ethan.
Good, because you just might have to.
Yeah, I might just have a solution for your little dilemma.
Really?
Yeah, what kind of resources do we have?
The director is still on our side, and this mission is top priority. Just tell me what you need. We'll get it.
Good. Let me give Ethan a call. You understand the plan, right?
Phil, I've been doing this for years. I know how to go undercover. Besides, it's not much of an act. I'm kind of like your uncle anyways. Right, little nephew? Gucci, Gucci, goo.
Whatever. Ethan?
There's Phil now. Hey, Phil, back here.
Hey, Ethan. Oh, and James. Wow, hey, buddy, how you doing?
Great. How are you?
Phil, James is taking online classes, so he's going to be helping us out with the band. On guitar. Real guitar.
Sounds great. Oh, and guys, this is my Uncle Bertie. He works for Albatross Records.
Hey, boys. Phil says you guys are pretty good.
Well, we aren't professional.
Yes, we're great.
Ethan.
Well, let me be the judge of that. Let's see what you boys got.
Oh, sure. Aaron, let's do that song we were just working on. Phil, James, here's the chords.
All right.
Are we all good? Everybody ready?
Yeah, looks pretty good.
James, I think you start.
All right, okay.
Yes, Director. That's right, sir. A band tour. We're gonna need some strings pulled and some favors cashed in, but I think this is gonna be our best cover. Yes, sir, that's right. We'll be able to keep Ethan in the spotlight, change our schedule quickly, and gather information about these cells all at the same time. Yes, sir. I understand, sir. Thank you, sir. I'll be waiting to hear from you.
Hello, love. How's my dear, sweet Bernard?
Rebecca?
Fancy seeing you again.
What are you doing here?
I am working. Something that you wouldn't know much about.
I thought you were working undercover on that university case.
Well, if you must know, I have been working on that case, but thanks to a few accidental leads, the director called and I've been reassigned. I'm your agency contact.
What?
That's right. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have, like, some work to do and stuff. Oh, and be sure to read over all the details in the file this time. We don't want another London. Hello?
She's here. Jessica, come on in. Guys, meet Jessica.
And here's your script.
What?
Just play along. It's what he does. Jessica, this...
Well, that was interesting.
I thought it was a lot of fun. Thanks, Ethan. I love Christmas specials. So when is it going to air?
At Christmas.
Oh, like, that sounds like a good time for it.
Hey, guys, just called the label. They said that everything's all set up and ready to go for the bus to pick us up tonight. Now I need you all to get moving and packed up for this band tour.
Oh, there's the door. I'll go get it.
Coffee up.
Hey, Ethan.
Phil, who is it?
Oh, no. It looks like it's Regis Blackbeard.
Look, Phil, we don't have time for this kind of thing. Get rid of him.
Bertie, calm down. He's harmless.
Fine. If you won't, I will.
Bertie, wait,
My team and I are about to get ready to head out on a band tour.
A band tour? How do you guys have all this time and money to do all this crazy stuff?
Well, that sounds very nice. And may I ask where exactly you will be going?
Hey, Ethan, I think Phil needs your help.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Regis, but the band's touring schedule is top secret.
I see. Well, have a good trip.
We'll see you later, Regis. Okay, guys, now that he's gone, let's finally get packed up for this band tour.
Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the fourth season of The Ceiling Fan. What a way to kick it off. That was episode one. It's actually episode 43, but obviously it's episode one of season four, episode 43, because, you know, yeah. So it feels so good to be back in the saddle again, making podcasts and telling this story, because for us on the team, it feels like we've been telling this story and we've had the story in our minds for so long. And now to actually be getting out there and telling you guys, it's great. And it was a much needed break between season three and season four. And we want to thank everybody so much for your patience and for sticking with us all the way till January and the very end of January. If you care to express your opinion about this episode or anything having to do with The Ceiling Fan, you can either check us out on our website, ceilingfanpodcast.com, and there's a new little icon in the top right-hand side that you can click, and there's a forum there, and people go there every day and visit and write their opinions and their thoughts and their theories. People write theories about what they think is going to happen. I'm sure a lot of those are going to be changing now after this episode, and you or ask questions. We've had people ask questions recently about audio equipment and that sort of thing, and we do what we can to answer them. So there you go. Or you can check us out on Facebook, like us, and tell your friends to like us and tell your friends about the show. All right, so today's episode was written and directed by Kevin McCreary and produced by the Ceiling Fan crew. Much of the music in today's episode was written and scored by Garrett Vandenberg. He put a lot of work into that, and that's not the first time he's scored a scene for us, but it's the most that he's done, and he did a fantastic job on that. So we want to applaud him for his hard work, and I think he's hoping to do more of that. So voice talent today includes Kevin McCreary, Mark Jones, Garrett Vandenberg, Justin McKenzie, Tracy Lynn Holland, and Lauren Crisp. Thank you so much, everyone, and we'll see you guys next episode, whenever that is. Bye.